For Joshua and Leah, two children who never had the opportunity to flourish in this life, but now reign with Jesus. Acknowledgements for this second edition. College Press of Joplin, Missouri, originally released this book in 2001. That was the year Joshua died and my marriage ended. Though the book was published before either of those events, I have had 18 years to reflect on how those events might reshape what I had previously written. I am grateful for Chad Harrington's invitation to reissue this material in a second edition. I have appreciated his interest and his input. He has significantly improved this book in its second edition. I am also grateful for my wife, Jennifer Hicks, who read the manuscript and offered numerous suggestions that have greatly upgraded the work and made it more accessible. While there are some significant changes in this second edition, the perspective is essentially the same, though my own experience of these values has deepened over the years. The five anchors have continued to sustain and deepen my faith. I am grateful for the opportunity to share them once again. May God sustain us in our faith, even in our deepest hurts. John Mark Hicks, June 4, 2019. Special note to the reader. Anchors for the Soul, videos, and journal. At the end of each chapter are discussion questions for you and your group to process the content of Anchors for the Soul together. Additionally, we have created videos that go with this book. These videos are intended for use by both individuals and groups. They correlate with each chapter of the book and serve as supplemental material. If you want further space for personal reflection, we have made available a journal with personal reflection questions called Journaling Through Anchors for the Soul. This journal is designed for those who wish to process the anchors through writing. The journal goes along with the content of this book, so keep this book at hand when journaling. In addition to space for reflection, the journal also guides you with steps for taking action. The videos and journal are available at www.hymnpublications.com. Introduction. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Nahumathite, heard about all the trouble that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. Job chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. When Job's friends heard about his plight, they visited him. Their intention was supportive. They came to sympathize with him and comfort him. Job chapter 2, verse 11. The same Hebrew words, though translated differently, are used again in the epilogue, where his friends and relatives comforted him and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought upon him. Job chapter 42, verse 11. Their genuine sympathy for Job is expressed in a traditional Near Eastern manner. Job chapter 2, verse 11. They not only wept with loud cries, they also tore their clothes and threw dust on their heads. Job's reaction to his trouble was similar, Job chapter 1, verse 20. They sat with Job on a trash heap for 7 days in silence, Job chapter 2, verse 13. Their friendship could not have been demonstrated more appropriately.